there was a young man that was in jail, and I went to visit him. He knew the truth. He once served the Lord. He had a choice. And I told him, I said, if you don't change your ways, I see a life of misery and prison for you. My friend, God gives us a choice, and God gave him a choice. But unfortunately, he chose the wrong thing. And right now, he is serving his term.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise God. We are in the book of Matthew chapter 27, and verse 3 says, then Judas, which had betrayed him, who did Judas betray? Jesus. When he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders. My friend, we find that Judas Iscariot, the one that betrayed Jesus, turned his back on him. Have you ever had a friend turn their back on you? Well, I can assure you, it doesn't feel too good. Jesus knows what it is to be betrayed. But did this surprise Jesus that this would happen? No, my friend. He knew. He knows all things. Some people want to think that Judas had no choice, but I assure you, he had a choice, just like you and I have a choice. There are those that will follow Jesus, that will serve the Lord, that give their lives to him. And then there are those that will reject Jesus, but they had the same opportunity, but they turned their back on him and they walked the other way. My friend, if Judas did not have a choice, then that would make God unjust. But we know that God is just. We know that God gives all an opportunity, but that doesn't mean that all will be saved or that all will take the opportunity that God gives them. But I assure you, God already knew all who would be saved before the foundations of the world were ever created. But what does he do? He reaches out and gives us an opportunity anyway. Why? Because God is just. I know there are those who believe that some are only destined or selected to be saved while others are condemned to a lost and dying hell. But if that were to be the case, then God would not be just. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. You know, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the what? The world. He didn't just say the state or the city or the country or the nation. No, he said the world, which includes everybody. He doesn't love their sin, but he loves them and he reaches out to them. John 3:17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that what? The world through him might be saved. Who? The world. What does that include? That includes everybody, not just a select few. God reaches out to you, but that doesn't mean that you will reach back. This is true. That doesn't mean that you will do the right thing. That's true also. God already knows what you will do, but what does he do? He reaches out anyway. He calls out to you anyway. That's how much he loves you. That is the mercy and the grace of Almighty God. There was a young man that I knew. One time he was in church, he was saved, he was serving the Lord. But then something happened. He began to make wrong choices and he got around the wrong crowd. He began to do things he shouldn't have been doing. He got in trouble with the law. And so they put him in jail. I went to visit him and I talked to this young man. He knows the truth. He was saved. He was following the Lord. He was doing the right thing. And I was talking to them. I told him that if he doesn't change his ways, if he doesn't turn back to the Lord, then what I see is a life of misery and prison for him. Tears begin to come and roll down his cheeks. But I told him that you can make the right choice right now. He has the opportunity. God is reaching out to you right now. But unfortunately, he rejected the hand of God. He made the wrong choice. And now he is serving his term in prison.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.